Dental Lab.
Is James in by chance?
No, he's not. Would you like to leave a message?
Do you know when he might be getting into the office today, or is he just kind of in and out?
Maybe later on this afternoon.
I see. I'm just trying to follow up here with some financing the company did with Marlin. Is there maybe a controller or an office manager available that I could speak to?
Maybe I can help you.
Yeah, I'm calling on behalf of Cardiff. We had extended an offer here about 2 weeks ago. It was in reference to some good borrowing history you had with Marlin. Do you recall receiving that offer?
No, I don't.
Okay, so it was a pre-approval for some equipment and working capital.
Uh-huh.
You guys were pre-approved for right around $250,000. I just kind of wanted to touch base with the business and see how things were going and if there's possibly any needs here in the near future we might be able to help you guys out with.
Well, as of right now, I don't think, we need anything. We're not going to be purchasing anything, for a while.
Yeah, is there a time of the year where you guys do look to do that, or?
No, not really, just as a needed basis.
On an as-need basis?
Yes.
When so, do you guys ever look to take advantage of the section 179 there with your taxes?
We haven't, no.
No. It's just the situation there. If you guys owe taxes, you can kind of write off equipment there instead of having to pay it. A lot of companies tend to do that just to stock up and get ready for the next year. But have you guys, how's business been for you guys lately? Have you been a little slow with school out of session, or are you guys still staying
busy?
Yeah,
it's up and down. It's been like this since 08. Up and down.
I know.
Yeah.
It's been a tough industry here the last few years.
Really, especially for the small labs.
These small guys are just getting crushed by these factories that are just bringing on tens of twenties of these milling machines and just putting you guys in a tough situation there.
It really has.
Have you guys rely on a lot of repeat loyal business there, I'm assuming?
Yes.
I see. If it is something you guys might look to do down the road, whether it is maybe bringing on another piece of equipment or maybe some capital there to get you through some tough times there to keep operations and payroll going, it's definitely something you guys might want to consider.
Okay.
Is James maybe have a good voicemail or email there? I could just leave him some details.
I guess I'll be the...
You'll be the voicemail?
Yeah, I'll be the voicemail.
That's fine. If you can pass along a note, that'd be great.
Okay, I'll do that.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, let me get... Okay, I'm ready.
My name is Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R.
Okay.
And I'm calling with Cardiff. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank. And my direct dial is 858-252-1496. And like I said, if you could just put it in reference to the offer there, if there was anything James is looking to do or possibly looking into doing, definitely let him know to give me a call and we can kind of go over those details and what plans he may have.
Okay, I will tell him.
I appreciate the help. Enjoy the rest of your week over there.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.